I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Tuesday, October 24th, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. How wild and dystopic. It's happening right before our very eyes. We don't see it. We'll talk a little bit about how wild and dystopic today. And so, let us begin. I have some things, some thoughts pertaining to subject matter recently discussed. The political Zionism versus political Islam stuff. Just more confirmation, you know, looking at Nesta Webster's World Revolution, some quotes from that. Corporations, their immortality, the bane of our existence, and some things of that nature. Speaking of corporations, we'll talk probably about, again, some of those that want to disarm us. Why is that important? We probably will touch today on how things could change significantly for the better. And I suppose just to cut to the chase on that, maybe return to it later. How could things change significantly for the better? Matthew 19:26, Mark 10:27, Luke 18:27, respectively. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, this is the King James, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. So synoptic gospel confirmation territory. Mark 10:27, and Jesus looking upon them saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. Finally, Luke 18:27, and he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. So that's, I'm just going to say that's, you know, that's the only hope. And we have been led down a primrose path in America. You know, we are fed this exceptionalist mindset. We think we're fantastic, but where is the confirmation of that? What makes us fantastic? The scientists and inventors and so forth who've been brought here have created a brain drain in other places, and that's, I think, coming back to haunt us now in a variety of ways. But where is the evidence that, you know, this is, you know, the salvation of mankind, America? Indeed, I would say there's evidence to suggest that Manly P. Hall was right. The secret destiny of America was always intended to be the New Atlantis, the Platonic, Baconian New Atlantis. And that itself is a Genesis 11 redo, which itself is a Genesis 6 redo. You know, Atlantis was lost in the flood. When was there a flood? So we'll get to some of those things. First, some other things, maybe some non sequitur. First, I don't know. Montana's on my heart and mind, and what it represents. You know, it's referred to by many as the last best place, and there's a reason for that. So to begin today, this is probably best for Monday kind of stuff, but I was otherwise indisposed yesterday, so we didn't do a live broadcast. But speaking of Montana, things only seen in Montana, and sometimes even in the same town. Actually, I've not confirmed. This is just my, you know, these are anecdotal observations. There's nothing scientific about this. So I would suspect that you don't see these things in places other than Montana, and you see these things sometimes in the same town. So things only seen in Montana, and sometimes even in the same town. How about a comprehensive shooting complex, a very impressive shooting complex, you know, pistol, rifle, shotgun, archery, and more, you know, what do you call it? A little, not a warming hut, but it's something much more substantial than that. A clubhouse. Basically, clubhouse with a conference room and a kitchen, and obviously lots of mounts of things, which would drive PETA insane. Cougar mounts, wolf mounts, bighorn sheep, bull trout, grayling, antelope, black bear, white-tailed deer, etc., etc. All kinds of stuff. Very impressive property, and it includes, it's open to the public, it includes rifle ranges, 400, 500, 600 yard rifle ranges. And so, you know, people say, well, what's surprising about that, that there are those all over the country? Yeah, this one is directly across the road from the airport, from the local airport. So 600-yard rifle range directly across the road from the local airport. That's America. That's Montana. So you probably don't see that in most places. I'm sure that anybody, you know, that has been propagandized by DHS and the, you know, the see something, say something crowd would just absolutely faint if they saw that. 600-yard rifle range directly across the road. And I'm not talking highway. I'm talking, you know, road. Directly across the road from the local airport. If there was the possibility that Al-Qaeda might show up, then I'm pretty sure the airport would not be across the road from it. But, you know, nobody, it's not a big deal. The local high school kids shoot there. The local archery club shoots there. It's a great place. Fantastic. And guess what? No Al-Qaeda. No problems. You don't see too many problems in that place. It's amazing. It's almost like Robert Heinlein was right. You know, an armed society is a polite society. And so on and so on. So, interesting how that works. Things only seen in Montana and sometimes in the same town. Also, probably only seen in Montana, high school-aged young men playing fall golf, not unusual. Well, in this case, they are playing in cowboy boots. So that's, their golf shoes are, you know, my other golf shoes are cowboy boots. That's probably not something that you see most places. I'm not sure if they had collared shirts on. They probably did. They were probably appropriately attired. Those are some of the things that you see in Montana and probably not many other places. Here's another one. Guy selling ammo on the side of the road in a small town in Montana. Things only seen in Montana, sometimes in the same town, sometimes even in the same town. Guy selling reloads on the side of the road. Buying brass, got some brass. He's looking for 257 Roberts if you have any. But, you know, recycled brass, reloaded ammo. Pretty cool. On the side of the road. Guy selling ammo in Montana on the side of the road. From Washington, interestingly. So, very interesting. Those are the kinds of things you probably don't see many other places, if any. So, moving on, I want to get to this Nesta Webster thing and then on to some other stuff. But, you know, first, I just, you know, speaking of Montana, this is part of why, Montana and the rest of the country is on my heart and mind. When you think of what Lewis and Clark were able to accomplish and the time in which they were able to accomplish it. It's one of those things, as we go back in history, it is remarkable, if not astounding, to accomplish the same feat today would, you know, I don't think we have people hardy enough to do that today, to have a caravan of folks to accomplish what Lewis and Clark did. And we know that the Club of Rome types, the Maurice Strongs et al., you know, like Maurice Strong said, we want to return the North American continent to pre-Lewis and Clark days. What does that mean? They call it wilderness, right? Isn't that the term? I wonder if I can find that. Wilderness. I think I know. Let me see if I can find that. Speaking of Montana. Yeah. I've mentioned that I was born in Libby, Montana. The Cabinet Mountains are Cabinet Mountain Wilderness, a 35-mile-long range of glaciated peaks and valleys with two main ridges trending north and south, is a staple of the area. And so the cabinets were designated a primitive area in 1935, and then became part of the National Wilderness Act of 1964, which defined wilderness as, quote, an area where the earth and its community of life are untrammeled by man, where man himself is a visitor who does not remain. And the Cabinet Mountain Range was apparently named, the name comes from early French fur traders and explorers who noted the rock formations along the Clark Fork River that, you know, looked like boxes or cabinets, apparently. And then there is the history of the Kootenai Indians. Historically, you know, native to the area, and that's an interesting story. But you know, the Murray Strongs want to return the North American continent, to rewild it, return it to that, you know, definition of wilderness, an area where the earth and its community of life are untrammeled by man, where man himself is a visitor who does not remain. And indeed, if Maurice Strong had his way, maybe man does not return, or at least most of us. So, you know, those, the kings of the earth, you know, the Butte area was known for the Copper Kings, for example. Those, the kings of the earth who devised means and ways to rape the land and defraud the people of all kinds, all varieties, and usually pit them against each other. You know, I think of Rene in North Carolina, who, you know, every time I think of Jay Gould and his infamous remark that I can pay one half of the working class, I can hire one half of the working class to kill the other half. I always think of, you know, the conversations Rene in North Carolina and I have had about that. And Jay Gould was one of those guys who would say that, you know, devise ways and means to rape the land and defraud the people, or sometimes, you know, do this kind of thing, hire one half of the working class to kill the other half, who killed the buffalo and dammed up the waters to kill, you know, prevent the fish from migrating. And, you know, not only do you, when you dam up the waters, not only do you prevent the salmon from migrating upstream, an essential food source for the native people, but you also flood them out of the land that was along the river bed or along the riverbanks. So riverbanks go away. You know, you're not familiar with the Columbia River history along those lines, and the Coulee Dam, for example, then maybe it's worth investigating. So the kings of the earth who devised means and ways to rape the land, defraud the people, who killed the buffalo and dammed up the waters to kill off the natives, have now devised means of diverting waters in plausibly deniable ways. You know, you can look on, you know, flight radar or whatever and see the planes that fly in a pattern that looks like a potato masher. North and south and north and south and north and south, parallel lines. Where are they going? And then landing at the same airport. Why?
That's a conspiracy theory.
Well, it's on flight radar. Maybe flight radar is a conspiracy theory. I don't know. Intentional water deprivation or diversion is a war crime. But it's plausibly deniable, so it's not really happening. Maybe you're just so horrified that you don't want to think it's happening. They have also engineered cycles of fire and flood. I've talked about that. The suspicious nature. If we just spent a year, for example, in a season, you know, what we hear about is a fire season, a few months out of each year. These days, every year is a record fire year, fire season. If we just investigated the source of those fires, would probably be shocking. Finish that thought when we come back. Stick around. More after this break.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Not to get too far afield, not too randomly or free associate or whatever, but it's an interesting day in history. You know, for example, October 24, 1929, Black Thursday, Wall Street crash. 1939, Germany, the Star of David, new rules by Nazis require Jews to wear a Star of David, yeah, et cetera, et cetera. 1940, the 40-hour work week due to the passing of the Fair Labor Standards Act, 29 U.S.C., Chapter 8, in 1938, part of the New Deal. And people don't realize this basically is a replacement of God. 1964, the food stamp program, October 24, 1964, the food stamp program, October 24, 1973, the Egypt and the Yom Kippur War. The Yom Kippur War ends when all sides agree to a ceasefire. Started October 6th. Of course, we've seen all of that stuff in the headlines as well. The food stamp program reminds me of, the Clord Piven strategy and John Taylor Gatto with Richard Grove talking about what's her name? And and her uncle, I think it was. Kill him with kindness. How did, I always wondered, it's so interesting, the stuff that's encoded in Shakespeare. So how was Petruchio able to tame the Caterina, the headstrong, obdurate shrew? Did he kill her with kindness? So John Taylor Gatto, talking about Beatrice Webb, niece of Herbert Spencer, root hog, or die. Kill him with kindness versus kill the brutes, that whole deal. And John Taylor Gatto's the Ultimate Underground History Lesson back in 2011. So the food stamp program, October 24, 1964. Department of Agriculture expanded the food stamp program to include 41 states. Kill them with kindness. The Clord Piven strategy will collapse the system by overwhelming it. And then, of course, a lot of people are talking over the last few days. And then, Rosa Parks died on this day in 2005. But in 2003, should we call her a CIA operative? Because it was a put up job. Who proved that? Was it? It was the guy, Democracy Now, I think, did a deal on that where they talked about how the entire thing was. I think even Democracy Now did an expose on that. The gentleman who was responsible for the Bernaysian photo op basically confessed to it. Anyway, 2 years prior to Rosa Parks passing on this day, October 24, back in 2005, 2 years prior, the Concorde made its final commercial passenger flight, traveling at twice the speed of sound from New York, JFK, to London's Heathrow. And, with nary a whimper, I would say, coming forward. So that was sort of, in the post 9/11 era, that was the maybe the first shot heard around the world in the effort to move toward a 15-minute city where, you don't need to fly anywhere. You don't need to travel anymore. But it happens at glacial speed, getting back to the kings of the earth and what I was saying earlier. So we don't notice. October 24, 2009, U.S. bank closures reached 100. I remember there's a website. If I can remember it, I'll mention it on the other side of the break. And then I'll get back to what I was saying in the first segment. We'll finish that. Stick around. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Welcome back. So, let's see. Gosh, where do we go? We got to get back to the other stuff. The website, you know, I've mentioned that I spent some time in the mortgage industry. It was pretty obvious what was coming. I got recruited into it by AmeriQuest. That should have been my first clue. Go back to school instead. You know, but what do you do? It was like a movie thing. You know, they called as I was in Spokane at the time, Eastern Washington University. I just built a complex, actually, for a program that I was very interested in. I was seriously thinking about going back to school. That was like I was 34, just, I don't know, around the summer I was turning 34. And I thought, gosh, you know, it'd be fun maybe to try to get into law school somewhere because it would be fun to maybe turn that industry on its head. that racket, but who knows how long that would have lasted. And I thought I was too old to do that at that time. How life changes. Anyway, this program at Eastern Washington University sounded interesting. I was just about to try to jump into that when AmeriQuest called and said, hey, you have a background that might be, you know, perfect for this. Should have known it was AmeriQuest. But I said, I don't know. I'm not necessarily interested in doing that. And they said, well, we're having a sales contest and first prize is a Mercedes coupe. So think about it. And it was like, you know, a scene out of Glengarry Glen Ross or Boiler Room or, you know, The Wolf of Wall Street or something like, I mean, you know, who does that? So I jumped in, the rest is history. But you could tell right away, that was the subprime boom, that, or the refi boom, I mean, and leading to the subprime contagion, so-called, the subprime mortgage crisis. You could tell what was coming. If you were paying attention, you know, you have... I've gone into it before, but I mean, just in simple terms, you've through the what do you call it? The redistricting, essentially, of the Community Reinvestment Act and telling people that, you know, owning a home is a right, like free health care. Socialists think that everything grows on trees and no one has to pay for anything. And somehow that makes us all more responsible and better people. It doesn't legitimize theft from one another. I digress. Anyway, home ownership is a right and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so all of a sudden you get people, and you're telling people, you know, put all that lazy equity to work, make it work for you. So people are financing places, you know, there were 80% LTV was low, 40, 45, sometimes 50% DTI, and, you know, husband and wife working, that's not going to cause stress. And if one of them wants to change jobs or, you know, has some kind of situation, maybe loses a job or something, then it, the house of cards comes crashing down. And so you take those kinds of mortgages and bundle them, create mortgage-backed securities, and then, you know, kind of get the ratings agencies to fudge a little bit, maybe look the other way a little bit, and tell everyone this paper is fantastic. Nope, it's shipshape. Everything's great. Nothing could possibly go wrong here. And then you remove the firewall of Glass-Steagall between savings and investment, and then pollute every, you know, account everywhere with this, these, what they later called toxic assets. What could possibly go wrong? It was pretty easy to see, you know, 45% DTI and high LTV, 80% or more. And then, you know, this, just the way the whole industry sort of conspires in these moments of what Greenspan called irrational exuberance. You know, the appraisers get pressured. It's a double-edged sword for them because on the one hand, if you're engaging in fraudulent practices, then you lose your license, you get prosecuted criminally, and, you know, you go to prison. That's not fun. But on the other side, if you're not inflating values, then you're, you know, somebody else down the street will. So what do you do? So that's fun. And, you know, that's the game. You know, lenders and real estate agents call appraisers and say, come on, man, we need to get there. We need to get here. We need to get here to make this deal work. And that kind of targeting is, you know, again, can be criminally prosecuted. So you don't want to, you know, there's that dance everybody's doing. But, you know, there were people saying, hey, man, we got to make the money while we can. We got to make hay while the sun is shining. Yeah, but you're taking advantage of people in no small kind of way. You're taking advantage of them to the tune of thousands of dollars. I mean, like thousands of dollars back when that was something, I guess. And you might be destroying their family and their future if it all comes crashing down because there's a hiccup. And by the way, most of those loans, speaking of Ameriquest, were 228s or 327s. So what happens, you know, when the fixed period runs out and it becomes adjustable and they're locked in tight now and they can't refinance, what happens then? Where basically your mortgage is, you know, credit card interest rate level type stuff. Now what? So anyway, interesting times. And then, of course, Hammer and Hank Paulson, you know, Lehman collapses. Kramer says, no, it's okay, telling little old ladies, you know, you should stay in bear. Otherwise, you know, you're crazy. And mark-to-market accounting changed the rules so that, you know, if one goes up, all go up, which is great. But if one goes down, then all go down. And so when Lehman collapsed and sold mortgage-backed securities at fire sale prices, that's the official term, by the way, fire sale prices, which was what, 6 cents on the dollar. That meant that everything collapsed. And as I've said many, many times, even the SEC said, the Securities and Exchange Commission said, that $25 trillion evaporated in liquidity, evaporated pretty much overnight. $10 trillion in the United States alone. And the system was running at about $110 or $15 trillion in circulation at that time. So, you know, say one-fifth of the currency in circulation disappears overnight, which would be like draining one-fifth of the lake in your local area and expecting the fish to survive. All of the obligations that had been created, and then, you know, the extensions of that collateralized debt and things like that, all those crazy speculative things that were discussed in the aftermath too. You know, people that create this stuff, these are the kings of the earth type thing. And this was all engineered in a way that most people don't comprehend and don't see it. But if you do, like Bruce Wiseman, then you, like I say, you know, you look at it and you say, somebody created a perfect apple pie and then told everyone, no, it was totally accidental. No, it wasn't. There's nothing accidental about it. Brooksley Bourne warned Greenspan himself, but it was all about timing. So, you know, she sent a letter which was dismissed because it wasn't time yet, and then she was used as the poster child. Oh, she warned us all. We should have listened to Brooksley Bourne. It was all orchestrated. Anyway, then Hammer and Hank Paulson comes out to Congress and says, you have to give us $700 billion or there's going to be martial law in the streets. $700 billion, back when that was something. And lo and behold, later, even the Washington Post did a piece where they got thousands of pages of documents from FOIA requests that proved that Jamie Dimon and Hank Paulson and all those guys basically divvied, and I think Bernanke was involved in the conversations, Tim Geithner while he was where was he at that time? All those guys were on the phones with each other. There was a Washington Post article about it. They were on the phones divvying up the spoils while Hank Paulson was demanding $700 billion, you know, for too big to fail nonsense. And at the same time, Joan Vion was saying, not only is this fraudulent and theft, and that, you know, but the too big to fail thing is going to lead to the super regulator, the offshoring of U.S. regulatory controls, and so on and so on. Ah, fun times, fun times. But you know what? It was all just an accident and a coincidence and nothing to see here. Anyway, the kings of the earth who devised means and ways to rape the land and defraud the people, like I said earlier, who killed the buffalo and dammed up the waters to kill off the natives, have devised means of diverting waters in the same sort of plausibly deniable ways. You notice the streams are drying up? I notice everywhere I drive around in the Montana area and even into the Idaho Panhandle and so forth, the water levels are down significantly. Pend Oreille is a huge lake. There's a submarine base over at Farragut Park. That's how deep Pend Oreille is. 1,000 feet, something like that, I think. In its deepest parts, and the water level is down there. What does that tell you? Intentional water deprivation or diversion, like I said before, is a war crime. It's considered internationally a war crime. And, you know, then we have the cycles of fire and flood. Talked about that over the recent years. If we just investigated the source of fires, I did it one year. Gosh, it's probably been 6 years now since I did that, where we were just looking at the fires from the NCWEB data. And we would get propagandized with, you know, those kids in Oregon, they're lighting fireworks and setting the forest on fire. Turns out that was a bogus story, kind of like beheading 40 babies. But, you know, does everyone read the correction or the retraction? Of course not. Where's all the lightning coming from? We don't talk about, you know, if there's no rain in an area. There was a, what was it, Idaho Bureau of whatever it is. I'm going to have to find that. There was the image that one of the weather services put out, official government weather service, 35,000 lightning strikes in an evening or something, and no rain. That's interesting. Where'd that come from? And then you sort of map over forest fires subsequent to 35,000 lightning strikes. It's amazing. They match up. Where did the 35,000 lightning strikes come from? Turns out it's probably... And then, you know, I've told the story of the strange, you know, people who are not from places that, you know, people who are from places observe these strangers walking around lighting fires. Who is this person, this indigent? Where are you from? I don't know, 5, 6, 7 states away. How did this indigent person get here? And why is this, you know, pyromaniac here? This indigent pyromaniac is here in the forest somewhere lighting fires. How did that happen? The FBI is known for recruiting folks who are, you know, mentally deficient, as Trevor Aronson would say. How did this indigent pyromaniac get here? And why are they here? Someone drop them off? they have any receipts or any banking information, any like a bus ticket or nothing. They're just here. Where are you from, sir? Where are you from, ma'am? That's interesting. So the cycles of fire and flood. Destroy the lands, not to mention, you know, people get propagandized with the habitualizing of soil depletion and erosion in the name of keeping up with the Joneses. We need to have a lawn. Did you pull out all those trees and stuff along the riverbanks? And, you know, now you're wondering why the riverbank has fallen into the river year after year. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
It's the good life. Full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Segment of the first hour, quickly get to the point. Talk to any forestry program graduate and they'll tell you the timber growth cycle in the northwestern states is around 100 years. That's why the timber industry is gone. It's already been harvested. Now down in the southeastern states, they can get, you know, the growth cycle is a third what it is in the northern northwestern states. So these cycles of fire and flood are destroying the ecosystem of the Rockies and in turn the food supply for apex predators, for example. What's the best bear defense? Is it bear spray? Is it 44 mag? Is it 10 mil? Best bear defense is a hardy natural food supply, i.e. in nature. Bears love dumpster diving. Dumpster diving is like bear crack. But bears don't want trouble. And I don't believe bears are afraid in the sense that we can be, or that we would think, you know, most people think they are. Oh, bears are afraid. Look, I made a big, you know, roar. Look, I look big and scary. You have no idea what you're talking about. I think they just avoid trouble and wasting energy because for them, it's all about ROI. It's all about energy invested versus returned and not engaging in diminishing or negative energy return. I've seen three grown men pack out one fairly mature satellite bull, not the herd bull, and, you know, adolescent, you know, fairly mature bull, three grown men. I've also seen one bear grab an elk that it killed, a large bull, grab it by the neck and drag it off by itself, like it was no big deal. So I don't think bears are afraid of you, you know, putting your arms up and making a noise. Or, you know, any 10 of us for that matter. They fight off wolf packs by themselves. But what happens when they get desperate and their food supply is diminished or eradicated, significantly eviscerated? What happens then? And that's been happening. Ask the guys who make the calls or the guides and the outfitters. The populations are being depleted and the cycles of fire and flood are instrumental in that. And then what happens? What happens when the bears come to town and they're like, hey, I won't be denied? Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't! can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.